Welcome to the Gamer Word, a show where I am contractually obligated to do an intro. This is Rolo, and I am joined with Ruckus and, of course, Bobby. How is everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, you're contractually obligated to the contract you wrote, Rolo.
Well, I knew that was a mistake when you put me in charge of writing anything.
Didn't you use chat DMT to get like a talent contract that was like really good?
Well, what I did was I went to chat GMT and I said, write me a contract that makes sure I come out on top. And what it did was it forced me into something that demanded I do much more screen time than I think I should have signed for. But mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Contract, it's binding. So I'm staying positive.
Yeah. Stay positive. No profanity. That was one of the things. You don't want to live your life like a Charlie rocket bound for Mars.
Now, for everybody who doesn't get that joke, that was a very dark one, but it was very funny.
Yeah, I found out that the bad guy in Dumb and Dumber, basically, he
did an F-bomb on Saturday Night Live. And at the time, all people on radio talked like this, and they didn't like this.
This was before Saturday Night Live was even televised. It was just a radio program. And he dropped an F-bomb. FCC came down and shook, what's his name, Dylan Mulvaney, the producer, you know?
Or Michaels.
Shook him down. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
You were close, though.
Yes. And then, you know... Yeah, he offed himself, I guess. Oofta.
Easy come, easy go, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So where would you guys like to start?
Well,
that content all around.
Well, speaking about F-bombs, Bobby, you put me on to this. Apparently, Xbox is going to start enforcing hate speech laws.
Yes, yes. And it's very snooty, I guess. Like profanity, cheating gives you like 1 point. And then if you're sexually inappropriate, and that gives you 2 points. Or if you harass or bully, but hate speech is like, I think, 3 points. So
looking at the picture here, yeah.
Yeah. Three strikes and, you know. That's like a 3-day suspension. And then you're going to, but this is just like automatic without, you know, moderators will kind of look at the data, which means they're going to be recording all of your COD lobbies and stuff like that. So another point in PlayStation's flavor, I guess. I don't think they have that, do they?
Well, here's the thing. The thing that PlayStation has, and I don't know if this ever, like came into reality, but there was a thing where they said that they were going to start spying on chat rooms to make sure that people aren't saying naughty words. And obviously that's not what their intention was. It was to look for Nazis. And so that this is Xbox's answer to that. Well, I don't know what ever happened with that PlayStation thing, but it was an announcement that they did make. I'm not sure what happened, but assume that, you know, they're listening to you on the PSN. But they're probably not going to ban you. They're just going to, you know, report you to the NSA. So
it's like
at least you get to keep your gamer account.
Where they say,
you love that.
We're listening to you. Well, it's a fun one to watch how. You know, how the Heebs treat everything as a commodity, you know? And like, you know, power hungry kids coming for their dad's shekels. That's always fun. Like the Testament, that's a good John Grisham tale, you know? And it's, if you're snooty and have a lot of money and have a lot of kids, you should just be like, if any lawyer gets involved with the Testament, it's all going to BLM, you know, And yeah. So I hear you. Basically, in succession, they said, "We're listening." And then they had to change their language because they are actually listening, you know, with their TVs or whatever. It was all being broadcast, you know. And that's why your smart TV shouldn't be so smart, because it's watching you, it's listening. And if you don't do like a soy jack, you know, face.
Donate 1,000 toilets to India.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, and this was the thing, if you do it 8 times, then like you do 8 hate speeches, then you lose your account. Is that what it was?
Yeah, 2.5 hate speeches is a 365-day ban, and all of the strikes stay on record for 6 months. So, but there's an immediate like hell ban. So it's like, you get your 3, you finally are back on your account, your 3-day, and then you commit 3 more, well, 1 more of 3 points for a total of 6. That's a 21-day ban. So you got to work really hard to get that, because then you got to wait the 21 days so that you can get the 365. And it's, you know.
I don't think I'd have to work that hard to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not. And that's one of the things that, like, Counter-Strike has a, like, a trust factor thing. So I'm obviously in a bad trust factor thing. Not because I'm cheating, but, you know, I'll grief people a little bit sometimes in competitive, you know, block them in doorways and stuff like that. And, you know, throw the bomb somewhere and just, like, you know, keep them locked in a corner. You know, that's always fun. It's a bit of, you know, and so I'm in a low trust factor is my point, and I'm hearing things about the Holocaust all the time. You know, I don't need to listen to any podcasts anymore because I'm so red-pilled from Counter-Strike. And, yeah, they just let me play with other, I guess, toxic people. I'm there with the toxic boys. And that works out well for me. They should just put the toxic players in a separate room rather than just banning them. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, but I saw the comments, the article you sent me there, and people are already saying, like, you know, I've literally gotten people will just make complaints about somebody because they're better than them to try and get them banned. Like, I don't see Microsoft actually pulling this off to do like anything good whatsoever.
Yeah. No, I think it goes back to the callback of Xbox wanted to be connected to the internet mandatory to play, you know? And Billy Gates wants to hear what you're doing. You know, the new laptops, they're forced to have a camera, a front-facing camera. And then, you know, you put a little sticker on it. And, but they demand to see you. Now you got this like other thing, like the Golden Orbs project, where they want to scan your retina and all that. So there's a lot of freaky stuff. That kind of is a little segue to your thing, if we're done with beating up on Bill Gates.
Oh, I mean, I could never be done beating up on Bill Gates, but you're right. So over the past week, a rumor, quote-unquote, came out that GTA 6 was going to use the ESRB's facial recognition technology to prevent children from playing the game or playing it online. And the spokesperson for the ESRB came out and said, well, when the Rockstar said, yeah, we're not going to use that. Apparently, there was some talk about whether or not it might be used, you know. And honestly, I think that in this statement, this is, I mean, y'all can call me Tinfoil Hat Ruckus if you want. I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. I think that they actually plan on doing what they're now saying they're not going to do. they're just very quickly walking it back because of the very negative backlash. Because the idea is that it says it's going to use facial recognition technology to scan somebody, not for the purpose of, you know, storing something, but to make sure that it's a child or that it's an adult purchasing a game. The ESRB claims that what they do is if a kid wants to do something online, they need to get consent from an adult. So they scan the adult's face and it does something to verify whether or not the face is old enough, but that they're not actually keeping this information and all that. And, I mean, we all know that's fucking bullshit. Oh, yes. Yeah, no, please just scan your face so our system can determine that you're old enough to consent to receiving us, getting this information. We're totally not going to save it and all that. Come, you're fucking lying. And, no, it's ridiculous. And I don't see how the fuck it's going to work because, I mean, there are people who look a lot older than they actually are. There are people who look a lot younger than they actually are. You know, there are women out there that are reverse jailbait, you know, when they're like 30, but they look like they're 18. You know, this I'm calling absolute bullshit. I think they
get out the scalpel and count the rings on the tree. You know,
I think they do actually want to get all this information, scans of everybody's faces, you know, just to collect information. I mean, to do what with? Who the fuck knows? We all know who's actually in charge of all this.
The Jesuits?
Yeah, that particular brand of goblin right there, yeah.
I knew it. That's what all the skips on 4chan tell me when they say it's not. And I'm like, huh, I guess you're right. It could not be the Jews.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... I saw it when it first came out and, you know, I sat back a day and they came back and like, no, we're not really doing this and all this. And they're claiming they're not using it to verify ages of children. Again, I think this is them very quickly walking it back because people were very, very quick to call out absolute bullshit on even the idea of... Because people were originally thinking, hey, you know, wait, does this mean that if the system thinks I look too young or does it recognize my face that I can't play my games? You know, what if I buy a game, you know, and say my kids can play it? Oh, no, sorry, you can't because they have to scan your face. Like even the idea of implementing this new thing of, you know, scanning, you know, an ID, basically an ID... a quote-unquote age check to play a game, access content. Like, it's quite clear to people who have grown up since the start of the whole internet thing, like, you know, me and Bobby, you know, you were there back when computers were even first made, that they don't care about, you know, protecting children from adult content. They don't care at all. They try to push it as much as fucking possible, especially with all this fag and tranny shit going out there.
Yes.
So don't come and tell me that you've come up with this new technology to what? Go ahead and prevent children from getting access to what? Like the only things that they would block kids from being able to see is stuff that we would make that would actually be wholesome.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If we're really trying to protect the children, then let's make the pornographers use this software, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to scan in before you, you know, go full retard. That would be smart.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
One rabbi that owns Pornhub will be very upset, and that sounds really anti-Semitic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You guys are outraged and, you know, it's kind of fake outrage. You know what I mean? It's very fake and, it's not really, but I'm just going to say that, because you guys will forget about this. All right. They walked it back. Thank God. And then in like a couple weeks, they'll roll it right back in there, you know, whatever it is they're doing.
They always do that, and they just don't tell you that they rolled it back.
PayPal did that with the, you know, like, what is it? They wanted like 10 grand if you were involved in any like hate speech or something.
Yep.
And then the share price dropped a lot. And then people deleted their accounts, myself included. Mm-hmm. And then they said, sorry, that was uncalled for. That was pretty extreme. We're not going to just snatch 10 grand and donate it to BLM. That's all a myth. It's false. We got it out of there. A company, you know, of our size with like 20,000 Jannies, somehow we managed to let those words be in the terms of service, and we fucked it up, you know, sorry. Mm-hmm. But then they brought it back 3 weeks later on the dot, and nobody really cared. Nobody is like, no, that's old news. They rolled it back, buddy. No, it's like from today. This is the new terms of service.
Well, I think what it is that everybody who did care immediately, like, either deleted their account or disconnected their bank. You know, there's a lot of times that they had like bank cards connected to it. They disconnected it. Me, I myself, I called my bank and I said, listen, I'm disconnecting us from this thing. Do not ever accept another charge that says PayPal again, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I told my bank, I'm never, ever using PayPal again. And that's been that. I mean, does it make buying things online a tiny, tiny bit less convenient? Yes. But fuck them.
Exactly.
You know, see, I am very purposeful with the way I purchase things. If I actually go out, you know, down to the local store or whatever, you know, or if I'm somewhere else and I go through a Walmart, you know, heaven forbid and all that, I will look for the one white cashier they have, and I will stand behind seven other people and shake my head when that nigger cashier wants me to go over there line. Come on, be real quick. Nope. I want the white cashier. Fuck you, nigger.
I don't want my groceries stolen.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't want AIDS or monkeypox.
Yeah. Good old Mpox, huh? It was racist.
Remember that?
Yeah, that remember was when another, that was
another thing that they rolled back.
Yes.
It was a thing, and then all of a sudden kids and dogs started getting it.
Yeah. And at a local hospital where I was a member for many years, they were like, sir, your COVID vaccinations are overdue. And I'm like, all right, this is during the plandemic, and it's like they're just doing what they have to. I logged in today and saw it's still there, you know? And I was like, what? You guys are still pushing that bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still are, even though I've got a family member, you know, my aunt, she goes ahead. She still works at Walmart, and she got COVID recently, and they said, yeah, no, you still have to go to work, even though she felt like absolute shit. She was calling my cousins to come help out, take care of the dog and all that, mow her lawn, couldn't move. They said, no, the CDC says not a big deal anymore. You have to come in to work. I told her, go in there. Anybody gives you shit, just, you know, cough on them and make it the company's problem.
Yes.
Make it their fucking problem. You know, like, fuck them. Like, you want to shut everything down. And now, you know, my aunt, who's like 63 years old, still working, you know, because fuck this society, you know, you can't be 63 years old and retire. You have to wait till you're like 80. Yeah. You got COVID, still got to go back. Fuck you.
Yes.
And so I'm keeping my eye on this. If they start saying like, oh, we want to scan your kids' faces, oh, you need to get the fuck out of here.
I've started to just become like a real bully to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You going to cry? You scared of a little cough, you know? And, you know, that baby voice, and really harass them. Take them down a few notches. When you see them on an airplane with the little duck bill and the double bill and all that stuff, it's like, I saw like a little 5-minute compilation of how much they were sucking off Fauci when this was all happening. Fauci, ouchie, me and my daughter are scared. She can't get the vaccine. Like, we got to write a song so that we can protect people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, oh, do you see that they're going to make, remember that Holocaust Museum we talked about in Fortnite?
Yeah.
Saw a thing that apparently, like, you're not going to be able to do certain things in there, like, what was it called? The floss or whatever the fuck the emote is?
You can't test for the Russian blue on the walls. Can't gather.
Yeah, I know.
You can't check the integrity of the doors.
Yeah, no, nothing like that, you know. So, yeah, they're so rushing funny. All this bullshit out. I'm getting tired of it. Luckily, I mean, there are, you know, at least still some good games, or mostly remakes coming out. Like, Rollo, you were just telling me before the show, Medieval Resurrection, which was a PSP-only game, apparently is coming on the system. And for those of us who have the PlayStation Plus package, is going to be free for us. No, I enjoy that game.
I think Medieval rules. There are a lot of great games from the PS1 era that do not get the recognition that they deserve. And that is one of them. There are a lot of games where I just kind of wonder, like, why are they hiding them from us? And one of my favorite games was released. Oh, I couldn't tell you when, but it was Onimusha. They just re-released it at some point. And apparently the sales were so low that, well, sorry, we can't do any more Onimusha. That's how it goes. But then they keep putting out a lot of weird shovelware. Like, where's our Parasite Eve? Or Parappa the Rappa? Come on, man. There's so many cool games out there from that era. But you're bringing back Medieval. I take that as a big, big, beautiful W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell you personally, my kids, they love Medieval. They don't even understand like half the jokes, but it's like, you know, walk around, the guy's funny, pulls his arm off to smack the bad guys around, you know.
No, yeah, Daniel's a great character. I love Daniel.
Yep.
Do you remember that PlayStation game they came out with that was kind of like the rival to Super Smash Brothers?
All-Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That game was kind of a celebration of all the forgotten classics. Like, Parappa the Rapper, that one.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it, that little dog guy.
Mm.
The head, the original logo, or the original mascot for PlayStation, Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot, he kind of got a second wind, but it's weird that it took so long to bring back Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. Like
that was the PlayStation game. Not, and it wasn't just the PlayStation game. It was a Naughty Dog game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not some second string studio that, you know, nobody cares about. That's probably the biggest thing that Sony was attached to.
Yep. And I mean, it's not like it didn't do well when it originally came out, you know.
Yeah, it had its own racing game. Everyone loves Crash Team Racing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that getting a new port? Or did it get one?
I think so, yeah. So it's been a while, but you know, Jamie, speaking of ports. Yep. Speaking of ports and remakes. Weren't you playing a Final Fantasy recently? Is it the new one with all the war crimes and the no niggers? No, it's 16.
Know. Yeah.
16's the new one. Yeah. I got to check that out. Remember back before it came out, there was controversy about there's going to be war crimes, but no people of color.
Well, I mean, I like half of that.
Yeah, I like that half, especially, you know, no people of color.
Yeah, that's a good part.
Speaking of which, you know, I remember we were talking about this a while back, and I only pay attention to it because I've recently started playing Fallout 4 again. American Krogan's mod came out. Was it like Common Sense Commonwealth? That removed all the niggers from the game.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it got banned pretty quickly off of ModDB, even though, you know, of course, it had very, very high and positive reviews. ModDB just banned it for being thinly veiled racism. You know, which, of course, we've talked about before, you know, where that these websites, they'll allow you to have all kinds of weird mods, do all kinds of weird things I don't want to repeat live on air. But what's that? You want it to be more like a world that was actually like hyper 1950s America, where, no, they wouldn't have had a bunch of blacks everywhere, and no, women would not have been a bunch of super empowered lesbians in combat roles. You know, oh, no, you can't have that. You can't have that, just like you can't have, you know, New York with no fag flags in Spider-Man.
So, you know, there's a new Dracula movie out.
Is that that one, was it something to Demeter?
Yes. So I saw a trailer for that a while back, and I was like, ooh, this looks kind of cool. And then I saw one black guy there that looked like he was like the hero or something. And I said, nope. And then I found out it opened at like $750,000 against a budget of like $80 billion. Like when I see your tokens in time periods that they shouldn't be in, I just tune out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like ancient Harry Potter realm.
Yeah.
Or how about Assassin's Creed with a black ninja?
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. By
the way, I recommend
that, yeah.
There's a movie called Black Ninja. I highly recommend it.
Huh.
I mean, I could watch a movie like that. Just like I could watch and enjoy Afro Samurai.
No, this is the opposite of Afro Samurai. Because Afro Samurai is kind of cool. Where yeah. Black Ninja is made by a delusional black who has no idea how talentless and retarded he is.
Nice. We was ninjas and shit.
Oh, well, yeah, I thought it was going to be like Chris Tucker or, you know, Tucker Carlson. What's the other, you know?
Yeah, Tucker Carlson. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is going on? I'm a black actor.
Huh. Huh. Yeah, no, it's
IMDb, it has 2.1 out of 10. It may have beaten Santa Inc. in being the lowest rated piece of shit of all time.
No, it's so bad. And in the opening scene, when it's doing the credits, it says written and directed by, it says me as it hovers over a black guy. It doesn't even say his name. It says me. It's like the most embarrassing vanity project ever created. It's so good. I highly recommend it. It's really funny. And it has a theme song. It's constantly playing. It goes, ooh, ooh, the black ninja. And it just constantly does that throughout the whole movie. Like, it's not like it does it over the opening and closing credits. No, it's just constantly playing.
That's not.
It's so funny. See, that's what I like about a black. You know, I like, you know, when their failures are put out there for us to laugh at. Not for us to like pretend are something special.
Yeah.
See, it's, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Like, what is it called? The first introduction, Blazing Saddles. That was like, what? The sheriff is a nigga? You know, that's the only time I laughed in that film.
When I saw it as an adult. The sheriff is near. Can't you see that man is a nit?
Yeah.
And then they ruined the joke.
Yeah.
The funny is, can't you see
that? I can't believe you. It's terrible because I'm looking at his IMDb profile. They got Clayton Prince that made Black Ninja, and it doesn't list the movie. It does list Dark Justice, Hairspray, and The Cosby Show, but not Black Ninja.
Dark Justice, maybe that is what it is. Are you are you on the Wikipedia?
The IMDb.
Yeah, because it should be there. It's 2.1 out of 10, you know.
Yeah, no, the movie's there, but if you click on his actual like link for IMDb, the movie doesn't pop up.
Yeah. I see it down there. It was created in 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see it there. It's Clayton Prince, and then he's known for Dark Justice. I like the sound of that. Hairspray, The Cosby Show. Okay, so he's another grapist. And then another world.
He has a really stupid name in Hairspray. That I remember that about him.
Seaweed.
Yes, that was it. I knew. I wanted to say it was some kind of like aquatic thing, but I couldn't remember what it was. Yes, seaweed.
They call me Starfish.
They call That's me like Seaweed. It. They call me Black Ninja. They call me Dark Justice. They call me The Cosby Show.
Eddie Lakehart, Ruben Lawrence, Jericho Gibson in Dark Justice. Like, dude, you gotta, you know.
Why are they making this into a video game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, CBS School Break special. He was boy number two. I'm sure he likes that, you know.
Boy. Oh, damn. Boy? Boy. He was boy number two?
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, man. Hanging with the homeboys, he's Frederick, you know.
Yeah, memorable role.
We have a lot of magical blacks in television, you know. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen The Wire, but like, you know, he's there making little play dolls, you know.
Is he the gay guy that was also in The Sopranos? I know. Okay, now I know who you're talking about. Lester. He was the good guy. Yeah. He was making like the furniture for the dollhouse. Yeah.
And it's like, said no black guy ever. You know? And, you know, then you had Omar, who was, you know, a stick up artist, but he had a code.
Magical gay bro.
And then they call in some jig from New York, and he's like in a bow tie and a suit at all times, and he's like the best gun east of Baltimore, you know, and he's always reading books, and he's like, nigga, this wasn't Dostoevsky, this was the wrong edition, you know, and it's like. Dude, shut up. Like, these people do not exist. I wonder how it affects blacks, you know, just like a morbid curiosity.
I will tell you how it affects blacks. It goes straight to their brain, and they have no idea how fake every aspect of their life is. They see that on TV and they're like, yep, this is all real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
No.
I can be like Omar, except I'll be straight, except I'm actually gay.
Imagine, what if they just remade the Andy Griffith Show just with all niggers? Do you think it would last long?
They did it with the Wonder Years.
Because I have suggested this to people before, said just remake the Andy Griffith Show with all niggers, keep it exactly the same. And just call it Mayberry and see how long it is. And everybody I ever told that to said, dude, it will be gone in less than a year for not being authentic enough.
Mayberry. It wouldn't be called Mayberry. It'd be called Mayberry.
Mayberry. Yeah, Mayberry. Mayberry. Instead of Otis being a drunk, he's a fiend.
He's a drunk and a fiend.
Yeah. When I was looking up your favorite film there, Rolo. It was kind of buried in the it was buried in the search results. The first one is like the true story of Suck Me, the legendary black samurai behind Netflix's new animated series.
Mm.
In 1579, an African man known by was he an African Japanese or what? Oh, so he's just an African if he's not in America. I get it.
Well, here's the thing, though. But if anyone can be like an American or a European, then couldn't anyone be an African, even a man from Japan or a man of Japanese origin?
Oh, yeah. So he was born on a slaving ship or something like that. And then because
he was probably his family owned African slaves. And then they just lived in, like, he was born in Africa when they were picking up their boy number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he just kind of, I was thinking they came into the port of entry, and it's like the first port you get to, it's there you get your anchor baby, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking, because all these stories about, like, meet the black woman who secretly wrote the Ten Commandments. Like, there's always that stupid crap. and then like, you actually look into it, and then it's just like someone spilled oil on like a painting of yes. Moses. And then mm-hmm. there, and then every black is like, well, if you look at the historiological times, the papers reveal that Moses was Moesha. And if you look at the picture here, you can see clearly that is a woman of color. Now, it's very clear. See that hair? Yeah, that's a weave that Moesha had. It was actually the first weave given to her by God, according to all the bibliological texts.
Yeah,
that's how it always goes.
I've seen mm-hmm. so many of these kinds of stories. Now, brother, think about it. We taught these niggas how to bathe. How are we gonna do that if we didn't have the ships to go there, man? You think they discovered America? Man, there was brothers over here before there was even them Native Americans, man, nigga. You know, like,
now in astrological digs, they found a Colt 45 liquor bottle. Now, how's they gonna have that if they ain't got brothers there in like the 800 BC? You feel?
And why was King Tut buried with a bucket of chicken? So for the afterlife, that nigga has some snacks, you know? Come on. That ain't no honky shit.
Why is he a ginger? Proof.
Come on, we got ninjas. What you talking about?
This is clear proof that all of the Egyptians thus were proud African kings. And Africa is a continent full of strong Nubian kings and queens. And Egypt is in Africa, therefore case closed. You heard?
Mm-hmm. You remember when they it was going viral all over TikTok? They said, like, on September 11th or something, their melanin is going to be like enhanced into the melatonin.
It's going to give uh-huh. them their superpowers.
Yeah. Because I just deleted probably 20,000 memes from like my library of memes. And I took a look at a few of them, you know, to kind of reflect on time that's passed. And gee willikers, you know, these people believe some pretty crazy stuff, I'm starting to realize.
Well, that's the result of them being told that they have these superhero type characters. So, like, they're mm-hmm. they're told that, like, the black man can be making, you know, his furniture in the wire, and he's the smartest one there. Well, then of course they're going to believe this crap. Like, on this certain day, the planets will align, and then all their curly hair and their extra ankle bone that prevents them from swimming is going to show the extent of their superpowers, because all these things that they have that are clearly a result of being not the same as other races, let's just say, instead of them being flaws, they're just hiding their latent abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, come this time,
quite a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say y'all gonna be sorry, man. I think that, you know, I don't want to get political, but one of the things that we're gonna see if population trends continue is a lot of the German engineers that went down to Guatemala and installed the power lines and got them, you know, decent running, and then
left spot them, got them.
Yeah, spot them, got them. You know, they're going to start to, descend into further worldery. How about that? Like fourth world, kind of fifth world.
Mm. Yep. You know, very lucky. You know, speaking of memes, Bobby, you remember that one that that said the reason that niggers are violent is because white people give off like this aura of like racism, like it's a superpower, and that cell phones and cell phone towers actually would amplify the aura. So the reason niggers got violent, it is a self-defense mechanism against the evil white man's white supremacy aura.
That sounds smart. It checks out.
I had those fucking memes from, this was like early in the Trump administration when I first saw that. I printed that shit out and kept it on because I just thought it was the funniest shit in the world. Like, okay, yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I have an aura of white supremacy, and if you're, and your cell phone is causing it to be amplified and bounce off of there.
Yeah.
A Bobophone!
And I mean, yeah. If you talk about, I think one of the worst things you can ever, one of the worst things you can ever have is like a victimhood complex. Mm-hmm. Because then you have you're out. You have an excuse.
Who else in the level can say yay?
It's rape!
What's rape? And I saw a bunch of morbidly obese black women on a talk show, and they're like, the studies show that because of all the racism that's out there, the diets, they don't work for us. They don't work the same way as these white bitches because of all the racism that we experiencing. Cortisol and shit. And they'll use one scientific term like cortisol, which is a real thing.
Yeah. It's like when I was making fun of it earlier when I said histological. They hear a word and they're like, ooh, that sounds smart. And then that's and they stick with that.
The way you treated me was undesirable, unwarranted, unflatulous,
unscrumptuous,
unarcumptious.
Downright flatulent, even, sir.
I'm gonna still amazed. Scream up in that ass. I'll be like,
And you know, he improvised all that shit. Like, the way he sucks his teeth.
You can see the girls laughing.
Yeah, the way he sucks his teeth. Bitch. And he's like about to touch her lips, you know, and she's like ducking away because. She wasn't really ready to roll with the punches there. But they really do talk like that. They can, the Negro mind gets confused if you use a lot of rhythm and big words in succession. Mm-hmm. Like in quick, you know, you just hit them. Unarcumptious, undeserved, unflatulent, man. Whoosh-oh. Yep. Boom. Got him. All right.
Yep.
You spot him, and you got him. Now you're the alpha, as the Zoomers would say. You're the alpha now.
You're the alpha now, dog.
Well, you know now, the Negro spirit, when it gets agitated, it will begin to use words it don't understand. It may even begin to sing or rap.
It makes for an unfortunate state of affairs. But pimp walk, you know, where you kind of duck low and stuff like that. I'm seeing that in The Wire as I'm rewatching it, you know. It's been probably 9 years. And I was like, there's nothing good on. Might as well observe them in their native, you know. I'm here in East Baltimore, so I kind of live it, but you got to get up close to it, you know.
That's as close as you're going to get to an accurate depiction of blacks in Hollywood. And that's why they have the furniture making black and Omar, because they're all just feral, crazy, dumb monsters.
Yeah, and the one guy who tried to be a Jew, basically, and a Stringer Bell, you know, he tried to make something out of himself and, you know, have the legit money and not, you know, beef over territory. Well, Trayvon Martin, he don't play that shit, you know. That's not really his name. It's Tavon, you know. Whatever.
Yeah. So Now, is this my show or the Gamer Word? I get confused.
We got distracted talking about how we like it when, you know, we cannot have niggers in our games.
Yeah, so we started talking about the Black Ninja.
Yes.
And how they're forcing niggers to be in our games.
I am sure that, that is on YouTube, by the way. So if you want to watch the Black Ninja, you all should, because it's really, really funny. It's so
but, Rollo, you were talking about Final Fantasy, I believe.
Yeah, okay, so Final Fantasy VII Remake. Now, this is something, and this will start kind of related to our last conversation. So, have either of you played the original Final Fantasy?
I did not. My wife did, though.
I have not.
Okay.
And she's played.
Fantasy VII.
I haven't played any Final Fantasies, unfortunately.
So Final Fantasy VII is one of those games where it kind of has this reputation for being one of the best games of all time. And what I really think it is that the first six Final Fantasies, they're all great games. And I think just that period, that transition from 2D to 3D was a real rocky period where some games did it really well and a lot of games did it very, very poorly. And it's a miracle that the game worked the way that it did. And I think it's more the reputation that it has is just it just did well. It just as far as being a game, it wasn't perfect, but it's a good story. The combat's neat. The character designs are now kind of the staple for what Final Fantasy would be, and it's a good game. And I'm gonna tell you how this all started because I'm sure you guys don't know this. Bobby knows nothing about Final Fantasy. So how much were you guys plugged into like E3, like early on?
Not at all. I read Game Pro Magazine is what I did.
Okay. So when they announced, or not really the announcement, but when they showcased what the PS3 could do, what they showed a little like a demo of a remake of Final Fantasy VII, like basically with the PS3 graphics. And the PS3 it's a lot of those games still look very good today. People thought it was an actual remake of Final Fantasy VII. And then people were super excited, like, oh my gosh, the PS3 is launching and there's going to be a remake of Final Fantasy VII, the one that people like. And they came out and said, sorry, that's not a real game. We just wanted to show you what the PS3 can do. Sorry that you got your hopes up. Oh, well. And this was like 2006 or 7. I don't know. A long time ago. You know, when the PS3 wasn't even out yet. But anyway, flash forward to 2015. They just announced, okay, yeah, so we are making a Final Fantasy remake. Yeah, cool. Yeah, of course, it's exciting. People like to hear that. And it's a popular, it's a popular game. Finally happens. The game comes out in 2020, 5 years after it's announced. Now, this is where the story all ties together. So I'm playing it. I got it back when it came out or whatever. And I just now started getting around to playing it because I'm going through my backlog. And there's a black character in it named Barrett. And the way he talks is like that's how he talks. And I don't mean like that's what a black person. I mean, he sounds like a white person doing a black person's voice.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Don't do me like that, Rollo. That's
exactly what he sounds like. Exactly. Yeah. So I look it up And I'm like, okay, this guy's definitely voiced by a white guy. He has to be. To my surprise, he's not. He's voiced by a black guy. And I'm almost positive the black guy who does his voice. Hello, I am Joe Blow Negro. And then they're just like, no, you can't talk like that. You have to talk black. Like, otherwise,
you gotta dial it up a little, you know?
Yeah. No, that's exactly how you're talking right now is literally how, like, if you did a side-by-side of his voice and how you're talking now, you probably would not, like, Pepsi Challenge, you could not tell the difference.
All right, well, you're kind of doxing my prior job, buddy.
Don't worry, I'll edit that out. It's no problem.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so we'll edit all of this out. In fact, I'll just edit out the show, and then, you know, we'll be good. We'll just put in the theme music, and then it'll be good. Everyone will be happy.
We're just, you know, anyway, a lot of obnoxious bleep the whole time.
Oh, it'll be like an ad for like another show. But anyway, so I'm looking it up, and I notice one thing in the credits. Now, first of all, there's some very, very minor characters that are listed very high. And I'm like, now that's weird. And then I see a lot of characters that are missing. I think, okay, all right. I know they're going to make a sequel, but this is supposed to be, I knew there was a sequel. I didn't know this till recently. It's a trilogy. So I never finished Final Fantasy VII. I got to, there was a temple that I got to, and I got lost. So I just said, I don't want to play this anymore. I played that game back when I was in middle school, and I just said, screw it. There's plenty of other games that I can play. And moving on. I was still on the first disc. Now, I'll throw some names out there that mean nothing to either of you, but Vincent and Cat Sith were not listed on the IMDb, and both of those characters you meet on the first disc. So this remake of the game doesn't even have those characters, and this game is apparently not even the first disc worth of content. And this is where my brain starts going hang about, because, you know, obviously you gotta milk it these days. Like, you just gotta, right? You know, that's how it goes. And I bear with them. I'm not too stingy about stuff like that. Like, yeah, video game companies, they gotta make money, blah blah. But the thing that's weird to me is, because I never even thought about it. So now it's time to think. When does the sequel come out? So I see early 2024, which I'm assuming is March or April, because the last one came out April 10th. So that's 4 years later. And apparently this is something that blew my mind. The next one, because this is called Final Fantasy VII Remake. So the second one is called Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's something I have not seen in 17 years. It announces on two discs. So do we have a trilogy that... It's not, the third one's not gonna come out for like another 4 years, and what else are they gonna pad the game with? Because I'm not that far in Final Fantasy VII. I'm at the end of the fourth chapter, and I'm still at something that was probably in the first like 20 minutes of the game, and I'm 7 hours into it, and minor characters are given like the most annoying, pointless backstories. So what I don't know what the goal is here. That's the thing. Are we just gonna never finish this game? And there's also another annoying thing, because the villain of Final Fantasy VII is just super iconic at this point. And if we're not meeting Cat, Sith, and Vincent at this point, then we're definitely not meeting the villain. So the main character is having random hallucinations of the villain. And that's just so we can have an excuse to have that character in the game, or in this game specifically. Mm-hmm. So this is a weird line of like milking us for money and fan service, because they clearly put that guy in there because they're doing the fan service. So yeah, we'll put this villain in here, but everything else about it, it just screams, let's stretch out all the uninteresting stuff as far as possible. Because the point I'm at the game is like the worst part of the actual game.
Which part is that?
The beginning. when you're meeting all the characters, like when you're going to like Section 8 housing and you first meet Tifa and the rebels, Avalanche, whatever.
Tifa, who no longer has massive tits.
And her tits are good. Tifa? They're good. Tifa's tits are good. Tifa's still hot. Ann. That was it's not Antifa, it's a Tifa.
Okay.
So, yeah. But another thing that stood out to me that I think is a good thing is all the character models are very pretty. Like they even gave the black guy white person hair.
Mm-hmm. What?
Which was funny.
He's got a weave on, my nigga.
No, yeah, he has like you know when you see like blacks from like the 50s, like, and they have that type of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what his hair is like. Which which is funny to me.
Yeah.
But Tifa looks Japanese, but she doesn't look like a shovel faced, ugly whore. Cloud looks like PewDiePie. Jesse is super hot. Biggs looks like a Persian hunk. Wedge is fat, but he looks like a jovial white guy. That was the thing that I liked. There was one like black, but it was like literally a high yellow. Like her skin was like actually yellow, which was really funny to me. But I'm just curious about their timeline, just because it's not realistic at all. Because the game was announced in 2015, comes out in 2020. Sequel comes out 2024. Because whenever we talk about collapse, like we're not just talking about like American Empire collapse. It's the entire West.
Yeah.
So do they really think that they can get away with stretching it out this much?
Well, there are some changes in the story of the remake that I don't know if you want me to spoil for you, since you never finished.
Obviously not. But
the game was released during the Nixon administration. Surely enough time has gone by.
What? No. Because really he said no. He said that the changes.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well,
so I know about the original one. I don't know about the changes. Like, don't spoil a game that I'm currently playing. Why?
Well, everything. You know the story of the original one, right?
Yeah.
Well, the hallucinations and shit with Sephiroth that you're seeing are results of the changes, especially apparently one very big change that I'm not going to spoil for you. People listening, they can look at themselves. But that very big change is like completely universe changing, apparently. And that is a big part of why these hallucinations are happening and why you don't see him yet, is because he's seeing flashbacks of what should have happened.
You're incorrect. I'll tell you exactly why the flashbacks are happening. The flashbacks are happening so they can put Sephiroth in the first game.
Well, you have to have Sephiroth, or else it's not Final Fantasy VII anything.
That's the reason why they did it. They said, okay, we're stretching this out as much as we can. We're going to make three full-priced games. Okay, so they're not even doing the first third of the game. They're doing like the first eighth of the game that they turned into a game. And well, Sephiroth doesn't show up until, you know, significantly after that, even though he's still in the first disc. They just said, well, crap. Well, how do we get him in there? Did you ever watch South Park?
Yes, but which ones are you talking about specifically?
Do you remember the one with like the woodland critter Christmas?
I remember. Yeah,
they were like satanic monsters.
Yeah, and so Kyle had to do the abortion.
Yes, or Stan did. Kyle got AIDS at the end.
Right.
Yeah. So what happened with that episode?
Everyone has AIDS.
Your credit to all fags. What happened in that episode was they wrote it and then they got to the end and they said, wait, Cartman isn't in this episode. So that's why Cartman's telling the story. Cause originally that was just supposed to be a random Christmas episode, but they had to work it in that it was Cartman telling the story because they had a South Park episode without Cartman.
Yeah.
Especially that late. Yeah. So they have Sephiroth in there. Like they changed it just to have Sephiroth in there. That's literally it.
Did you guys also notice the Cartman voice change?
Yeah, he had a higher pitched voice.
Yeah, like season one, he was like he sounded like fat kid.
And then he sounds like this later on.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
No. He probably got tired of doing the voice.
No, I think he just adjusted the pitch. Because he's like, this sounds too weird. Because Cartman was kind of like their Archie Bunker. They did not expect Cartman to be as popular as he was.
Their Artie Bucco?
Artie Bucco. Yes. Exactly.
Give us the food, shut the fuck up, and get back in the kitchen.
No one cares about your stories, Cartman.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I listened to your favorite guy, John Eric Bentley, and he sounds like that's the voice actor for the Black.
The guy plays Barrett. Yeah.
Barrett, 50 cal, as they say.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
They made a gun company after this guy because they liked the character so much in Final Fantasy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it. I don't even know if you're joking.
I am.
Okay. I was gonna say obviously, but I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe someone is that much of a dork that they would do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Barrett has been around since
Nixon administration
and beyond. Even we're talking Jimmy Carter.
The McKinley administration. Yeah. We're talking an administration after Nixon.
Yeah, like Benjamin Franklin, maybe.
That was the best president.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, if he wasn't a president, why would he be on the $100 bill? $10 bill.
You remember when they were discussing Obama being on a bill, and everyone's like, "Nah, dude, we like our Franklin to be Anne Franklin with you."
I remember when Ben Shapiro said that he hopes Harriet Tubman goes on the $20 bill.
Yeah. I hope he goes into the tub with a radiator.
A toaster.
Toaster, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm feeling toasty right now.
Actually, my house is really hot, so I got to spark the AC.
Yeah, so is mine. I get you. But anyway, yeah, I just think that this is a bizarre ploy of them to just think that they can get away with stretching it this much. Because as I'm playing it right now, I'm 7 hours into it. I'm so unengaged. I'm like, can I get to the like you sold this to me as fan service, and you're giving me the worst aspect of this game. Like I don't care about Wedge and Biggs and Jesse. They're literally only in the very beginning. Like, can I go on my adventures? And the answer is no. But what we live in an age of the remake. Now, this was announced in 2015. The best remake that I have played, and it is one of the best games I've ever played in general, is Resident Evil 2. Because it did everything that it needed to. That game is just, it's so dated. And it's a nice update. The map system's really good. The graphics are good. The sound's good. The voice acting is good. Ada still sounds good. And it still feels like Resident Evil 2. Like, sure, you know, there's some things that are slightly different, but, you know, things that don't really matter. Now, they did change Resident Evil 3 a lot for the worse, but it's still fine. It's whatever. It's not a big deal. But this is a very weird remake where they took a game that's probably like 15 hours long, and they're stretching it into three games, and they're not even doing the full fan service thing. I have no idea what the game plan is with this game. And it's also weird that the sequel on PS5 is two discs,
huh?
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of...
Dude, that's got to be like 300 gigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to wonder because...
Content.
There's a... and it's the third game. They mainly
install it from the internet anyway, don't they?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah. You're like, congratulations, you can save your internet bill this month by inserting the disc. Nope. No, you cannot. Install directly from the web. Remember when the games were so polished that they would ship you a game and there was no patch? It was tested and it was ready to go. You insert the disc and you can play it. And if you're on a PC computer, you can take the little, executable to start up the game. You can just, you know, copy it over, rip out the CD, done. Easy. And especially
You want a little inside baseball on that?
Tell me.
So that's not always the case. So I got a copy of Mortal Kombat X a week early. Now, that's because I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I put it in, I was only given two characters to play because it basically came in demo mode for that reason.
Ooh.
So, like, you get it early, you can't have a bunch of people playing it because they're giving it essentially to critics to just do their early gay homosexual reviews.
Mm-hmm. So you got a cucked edition, I guess, and then had to patch it.
I basically had the journalist edition, which is the literal cuck edition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say that's most likely why there's those day one patches, because they send them out early with, you know, their gay press kits, and that so they don't have, you know, full access to a game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, a lot of games do come unpolished. Like every Ubisoft game, there's no Ubisoft game that doesn't launch without a bug, a game breaking, terrible, terrible bug. Mm-hmm. Every game has glitches and bugs. It all happens, you know, even old games. But now it's like having a bug, it's more common than, like, finding a bug in these games is more common than finding a bug at the gay club.
Oh.
Yep.
I like those odds, I guess.
Yeah.
Time to sign up. Hello.
the bug chasers, they all got, well, that's why there's so many gays in the video game industry. They like wanted bug chasers. And they're all doing QA, and then, you know, they have a high turnover rate because they didn't understand that it's not the type of bug that they want to chase.
Yes. And, I
do find this whole Final Fantasy VII thing very strange, because the thing is that the game is, it's good. It's a good game. It's graphically, it's really good. The voice acting is fine. I like all the character models. I like that they didn't try to make them look ugly. Tifa's, anyone that says Tifa has small titties now is fucking crazy. It's my one F-bomb of the year. Like, her tits are still big, because she clearly is a Japanese girl. And she probably has, like, at minimum 36 Cs. Like, they made everyone look really good. The combat is fine. Actually, it took me a while to kind of process the Final Fantasy with this type of combat, but that's the standard. You know, it's been that way for a while. But all my complaints are really just the release timeline and doing major changes to accommodate selling more sequels.
Yeah.
Because they could have easily done like a shot for shot remake and just change the combat, and you could put it on one disc, and you know, there you go. It's a 15-hour long game, and then they just expensive art department and a lot of voice acting. You just have some new cutscenes. There's your game. But they wanted to turn it into an event, but it doesn't, but it feels very deflated, because I'm not playing the game that I want to play. Mm-hmm. I've the character development that they're giving me for the minor characters, it feels like it's just padding, because I don't care about these characters and they don't affect the overall story. And a lot of it really feels like, you ever seen Lethal Weapon 3?
Yeah, I think so. A long time ago.
So Lethal Weapon 3 has this, this kid that's like, oh, it's my first week on the force. And, you know, he's like talking about, he's all happy to be there. And then the way that it's all built up, it's like, obviously this kid is going to die. It's like, oh, he just got here. Oh, it's a travesty, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it feels with these characters. Like, they're building it up. It's like, I know they're going to die and they're going to be wasted. They don't impact the story. And you're just taking away the game that I want to play to give this, it's like a dramatic facade. So instead of it feeling like, okay, we're going to have some super cool stuff and everybody's going to have a thing to do and like, you're going to be happy with it. It's literally like we're going to make you stay here in the ugliest part of the game just because we're going to give you all the stuff in the sequel, but it's in 4 years. Like, fortunately I waited 3 years to play it. So by the time I got around to it, they're like, oh, the sequel will be out, 6 months from now. But at the same time, when am I going to finish this game? When am I going to finish this story? And by the time it's finished, like, who's going to care? Who can wait? Like, it may be 13 years between the announcement of the first game and the release of the final one.
Yeah. And that's actually a huge problem. So that game is probably going to suck. Just saying, because like we had it's like Tony Soprano said, remember one is the lowest form of conversation. Well, Deadwood had its three seasons. It couldn't compete with, I guess, The Wire and Sopranos, so they cut it, and then they created a movie like 10-15 years later, and it was a big disaster. It was like, oh, you remember that character? Yeah, that's pretty cool. I get to see him again. Nice. And then, you get bored quickly, is my point.
Well, to me, it's less that I'm bored, and it's more that by the time it comes out, like, there'll be other things in my life. Like someone upon the initial announcement of the game, someone just had a baby. And then by the time the third one comes out, their child is about to hit high school.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, you like know, who, the one
who's going to have that time.
Yeah. The one who played the voice actor who played the antagonist now sounds like Deckard Cain.
Now, yeah.
I remember I was there with Cassie Cage and it was a very brutal thing, you know.
And how many of them are going to, like, you know, transition?
Oh, yeah. Into other companies that actually into release Elliot, products in, or no, into just
Elliot,
in gender.
Elliot Page.
Yes, indeed.
Or how? Yeah, how many of them are just going to die? This is like the worst business plan I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cycle to make it is so long, but the game is there, the story is there, the models are there, and here's the kicker. So essentially, it's the exact same team as the first one. So it's not like they have to dig out and they have to get all these permissions and like, oh gosh, we have to go through approval. All right, send it back. It's like, no, they like, it's already there. What game? Okay. So this game from what I understand, it's about like a 50-hour game. There are a bunch of games out there that are, you know, that long. And how long do they take to make?
Not a long time.
Yeah, and the thing like that sticks out to me is... Sure, yeah. Did Mass Effect... Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm picturing that these games, they're going to be similar length. Like it'll feel like such a kick in the nuts that it took them, you know, 5 years to make the shortest game. But let's say you have just one epic game. It's 150 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got this big game. And I have a hard time believing a game that takes 150 hours to complete takes 13 years to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with Mass Effect, you have the first one. 3 years, you get Mass Effect 2. 2 years, you get, 2 years, you get Mass Effect 3.
And then Andromeda doesn't count.
Yes, bingo. But there's a Legendary Edition. You didn't remember that one, did you? There's also some mobile games.
Isn't the Legendary Edition just Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 in one?
Yes.
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 Yeah, that doesn't really count. That's just a repackaging of those games that, you know, are already, you know, popular.
But we like to stick with the facts here. So 4 years after Andromeda, they released the bundle of 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, so here's my question. How many hours is Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3? Like how many hours is that? Are those three games, would you say?
I can check.
It's because it's probably not actually 150, but it's probably a pretty good amount of time.
Oh, I mean, if you go to be a completionist and do every single thing, it can get close to the triple digits for sure.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm just talking because there's like the multiple branching storylines, right?
Yeah, and yeah. And for three, different endings can be require you to get a certain amount of stuff.
I thought the controversy with three was there was only one ending no matter what you did.
No, the controversy with three was that when it originally released, all three endings looked exactly the same except for a little bit of a different voiceover. And it was like, okay, here's your picture of the ending that we're going to talk over. If you chose this ending, it's red. If you chose this ending, it's blue. If you chose this ending, it's green.
Yeah,
but
they had
since then, they have like added in bits where like it puts in references to like things you actually did. You know, like, oh, like the people on this planet are happy now that you saved them, or the people on this planet is a smoking wreck because you came along.
Yeah, you know, so I had around 40 hours for Mass Effect 2.
Is that for completionist or just the main story?
Probably the main story and the side quests I cared about, you know.
So here's the thing that I care about. We'll do main story and side quests only. So I'm going to assume Mass Effect 2 is bigger than Mass Effect 1, right?
Yeah.
Perchance.
Yeah. So we'll say, so maybe Mass Effect 1 is maybe 25 hours.
Yeah, could be.
Is three bigger than two?
I don't really remember, unfortunately.
I would say no. I think three might be slightly smaller than two from my memory.
Okay, so we can say that maybe three is let's say it's in the middle. So we can go 40, 25, 30. You know, that's 95 right there. So I can live with that. It's 95 for what was the development time for those three games?
Yeah, I mean, seems about 110 announcement hours. Announcement of one, like
two. Sure, but I mean, no, the development time. Like, when was the first one announced to when three came out? Seems like 8 years.
Oofta. I don't know when they announced these things. Let's see.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go back to my point. You can look that up if you'd like. But the thing is, this is a game that depends on nostalgia. Like Mass Effect, when was the first one? Like 2006, 7, yeah, 8, seven. Something like that. 2007. Okay. So that was like the prime gaming. Like that was kind of like the pinnacle of gaming. Mm-hmm. Like there were a lot of people sure that played in the 90s and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. But that generation, that was when gaming really took off. Like that was the generation of the Gamergators.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the alligators.
Yeah.
So that these people, and let's say some of them played Final Fantasy VII when they were a kid, or Resident Evil 2, or you know, pick your remake. They after 13 years, they're not gonna have the time to play a two-disc PS5 game.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is the most unreasonable ask. I have I just pulled up the chat and I see the Black Ninja poster.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but yeah, see, here's the thing. The tits in Mortal Kombat 10 and 11 are unforgivable. But yeah, okay. So Mass Effect 60 to 135 hours.
Yeah, it looks depending on whether or not you interact with all the DLC and stuff.
And it was
okay. Now, so Mass Effect 3, wasn't that like 2012?
Yeah, something like that. Yes. It was
Mass Effect was probably they probably started development in 2004 or 5.
Maybe. So with the first Mass Effect, I read on the page there that it was announced in 2005.
Okay, yeah.
And then 2 years after
it's released. We're just gonna go with the same cycle. Like it was announced in 2005. It probably hadn't been in development in whatever a version that it ended up being released in for too many years or too long, maybe like 6 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the build that was released, it probably wasn't like maybe they started making Mass Effect in 1999 under a different studio, different team, and it just wasn't working. And then it came under that's BioWare, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe then it came under BioWare and they're like, no, this is a good idea. We're scrapping it. We're going to do it this way. Let's just say maybe that happened. That was probably not that long. And so we'll do the same thing with Final Fantasy. So for 2005 to 2012. Yeah, it's 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
For we'll say a hundred. We'll just cap out at 135 hours. So it's probably only slightly longer for Final Fantasy VII for almost double the time.
Yes, but let's say that we use your 7-year model. These games were released like 2 to 3 years after one another in succession, so that would mean that there'd be some overlapping development, perhaps. So one team is working on all the new maps and the artwork and stuff like that, and then you take your game engine and you just update it to the new graphics and stuff like that and integrate it all together.
It's probably a bigger team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And working in tandem in perpendicular lanes going in the same direction.
Yeah. So, I have no idea. This is like the strangest thing I've ever seen. Because I just have no idea why they would do this way. I don't know. Are they that lazy?
Yeah. So your Final Fantasy squad, they use their 7 years, then they release the game, then they start working another 7 for the next game, because they don't have parallel computing power where you can walk and chew gum.
No, that's really hard.
It is.
Yeah, dude, it's tough. Yeah, but it's all odd. And just looking at the state of the gaming industry, because it's very clearly it's on course to crash, like with this and Grand Theft Auto 6.
Rockstar in general.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rockstar in general. IPs not having the power that they had, the game companies losing so much faith. Or, well, people losing faith in the game companies, rather.
Yep.
It's all coming down, and I think these companies do not see it. Like, they don't see that, like, this is the end, and they think the gravy train's going to keep on rolling. Because there's so many obvious slam dunks, and it's weird that they don't have the foresight to just do it easily, because like you can just make Final Fantasy VII and just make your cheap cash grab, and people would have been happy with the same game with updated combat, cinematics, graphics, audio. People would have been really happy with that. And then you do Final Fantasy VIII, the one where everybody hates the magic system. You just change that, you make it good, and then you do 9, and then you do 10. Then you do 10-2. Then you do 11, 12. And then with all the complaints about 13, everyone hated it because it was linear. They just remake that, and then you just give it a map system. You make it non-linear. Be happy. But instead, you have this like overblown, overhyped, anticlimactic, like I just gotta call the game cute at this point. Like maybe the end will blow me away. Like maybe it will. Like maybe the next one, like it's coming out, you know, March, April. We're you know, that's plenty of months away, half a year away. Maybe it'll be like the best game I've ever played. Yeah. Holy crap, it's 8 months away. Like, what am I saying? More than half a year away.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's on two discs. Maybe it'll be like 400 hours. Like maybe they're like really busting their buns, and then this was just like something that they made. Just kind of like the prelude, and then the next game will be worth it.
Yeah. But in 8 months, it'll be at the bottom of your queue, which has 20 other games, and then you'll be an old man. I'm ready to crack open the game that came out 10 years ago after I beat the prequel. You know? Am I wrong?
No. That's kind of my point here, is they're just waiting way too long.
Yeah. If you were a reasonable person, though, what you could do is now you could buy the entire Mass Effect series and play through all of it and the mobile games and get a really good experience, you know? And instead of me, who bought the first one, played through it, I had to wait 3 lonely years for the second one. And then I had to wait 2 years for the third one, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can't say anything. I didn't get into Mass Effect till after they fixed the issues with the ending of 3, and then I played them.
Yeah, must be nice. I got the green text, you know.
Yeah, I understand that point, and I think that's what they're banking on. They're banking on the people that are just waiting for day one, and then just waiting for the next thing. And hoping that by the time the whole thing is out and everyone else has suffered, then people can say, well, I heard the game was good and people were just unhappy they had to wait so long for it. But with the way that gamers are now being, well, for the sake of argument, groomed by the video game industry, they're not into big story-driven narrative games. They're into, like, essentially TikTok in video game format. Like, mm-hmm. kids play, like, Fortnite. Mm-hmm. They don't want a 50-hour story with mm-hmm. like emotions and feelings about characters that, because this is the main thing, you know, these games are, they're a little melodramatic with the relationships, but the thing is we as people, we relate to that because we have emotions. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm. Yes right. We have feelings. Like, for instance, occasionally I feel hungry.
I get that. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah. I feel that one too. But that's what
I have feelings as well.
What do you feel?
Hot.
Yeah. Bothered. I feel
sleepy. Yeah, that happens.
That's what I feel. But sleepy? But the point is, yeah. All three of us, we feel. That's the point that we're getting at. And then that's what we as human beings, because we are, you know, us three are human. We feel these things, and then we relate to characters. And Zoomers are raised to not have any emotions because they have no attention span. And they're taught everything that they feel that is natural is bad. And they have to feel the most unnatural things. So they're at constant odds with reality. Mm-hmm. So they just escape to TikTok. And that's how they deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sell this?
That, though. sorry to interrupt. I'd love to create like a TikTok level game. You know what I mean? Like one for the Zoomies. Where it's like, you know, there's two things happening on the screen. Like a random Trackmania video is playing while you know, you get your favorites there, you get Sam Hyde, you get some Breaking Bad quotes, and like just all the YouTube shorts, you know, are guiding you through the missions and stuff like that. And then randomly, you know, the TikTok music shows up, and you know, you took the wrong turn.
No.
And then boom, knockout punch, minus 3 hearts, and it's like
And then the next, and then after that, like something completely, like basically a new game starts. So time basically yes, that's the next section. Yeah, but the like every 60 seconds you have like a new goal. Like first you have to save the princess, and then you have to construct additional pylons. Yeah, and then you have to survive for 30 minutes for 60 seconds, and it just like keeps going.
Overlords.
And it's just like every video game meme out there, and it's just constantly happening, and that's your game, because you know you can't just have a focus goal. Maybe.
I think it would be, if I could get it on a phone.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be too hard of a game.
With some kind of gambling metric too, because I found out that Zoomers are all gambling addicts also.
Like Darkside Phil?
Yes. They will roll for infinite loot crates on CSGO. They'll go to gambling websites where they trade in real world currency to watch CSGO skins, you know, spin in front of their face. And they have to VPN to Mexico to do it, and then they can transfer it to their thing. And, you know, it's, yeah. Today I saw three Zoomers at a table. They all had one ear pod in while they were eating and conversating. These guys must be really important to have the Bluetooth on. Like, you remember, I remember I got a Bluetooth, you know, and I just, you know, would use it to be like an asshole, you know. Excuse me, I'm expecting a call, you know. Excuse me, sir, you know, like anybody that tries to talk to you. And they're executive business Zoomies, I guess.
Yeah, they act and talk like retards. So, I don't know how you're gonna how do you sell products to them in the future, because they basically put themselves in a hole where they're stuck with this like instant gratification thing, and these people don't have any social skills. They don't have a work ethic. They have no actual drive. So how do you sell them product? Because that's the thing. It's here's the thing. Like Mexicans will like anything that's like pop culture related, they just latch on to it. Like it's just what they do. But their money mostly comes from white people through welfare programs.
Yeah,
like Mexicans can't have a country. That's why they came here, because they don't have a country. So these Mexicans that couldn't work to sustain their own country came here to loot this country, and they're being brought in to replace us. Well, you're turning the country into Mexico. So they're not an actual slave class, because they can't keep it going. It's the worst idea ever. And I just see this as like Jews put out the memo and even send it to the Japanese at Square Enix. And that's where we're at. Maybe in 13 Square years Enoch. From now, Square Enoch.
Okay, so the Mexicans, they're not going to play Final Fantasy VII. All right?
Yeah.
They just saw what they think.
But they will buy those slides, you know, and the shoes and all that. And yeah, I mean, Zoomers are also obsessed with like drip in video games.
There's nothing gayer in my life than that word. Any white person that cares about their drip, every fat wigger is just.
So I'm going to be honest, for the first year of hearing that slang, I legitimately thought people were talking about having like gonorrhea and shit. Cause I remember back when your dick getting drip was because you fucked a girl and got an STD. So I legitimately thought they were all talking about that. Like, yeah, I'm worried about my drip. Yeah, that's why you should wear a condom or not be messing with the niggers.
Yeah, no, that's a valid.
I'm not even bullshitting or making a joke. I legitimately thought that.
Yeah. But it is legitimately funny.
It is funny.
I'm trying to enhance my drip at the moment, you know. There's this great urban youth around me that he'll hang out, we'll hang out and talk, and he's always recommending which Yeezys might go up in value and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be entering. Well, yeah, but, you know, they're a little more rare now because he had his little chimp out.
Oh, that's true.
Where he named the Jew, ran for president, and then quit it all because he had Milo on his side. You know, yeah. As you do.
Yeah. There's never been a thing Milo hasn't ruined.
Yeah. Speaking of drip, though, Baldrick's Gate.
Mm-hmm. Baldrick's Gate.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that the name?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I had a buddy who played it, and I wanted him to become a professional TikToker for it, you know?
I'm going to be honest. I'm getting that game on the PS5.
All right, so you want a spoiler?
All right, go ahead.
Well, it's not really a spoiler. It's more of a method. You know, you got to feel it. if you follow the story and you're a little too underleveled and undergeared when you meet this certain boss, you'll notice exploding barrels all around. But you don't know he's your enemy until you talk to him, so he'll kill you, you see? Well, what you do then is you gather all your minions and you put the barrels around him, and then you can do a flaming arrow from the ceiling beam and hit the burning the little barrels with gasoline, and you can just one-shot him.
Oh, yeah, they got stuff like that. I've seen people show where, like, somebody does a thunder wave on an enemy and sends it flying over a cliff to its death. Like, literally, like, even better than the first time you played Skyrim and you Fusro dodged somebody off a cliff.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely excited for that game. I'm going to play the absolute hell out of it when it comes out.
Apparently it's co-op too.
Oh yeah, there's co-op that people can do. I added some guys at one of the D&D games I play at. They were talking about the game, and two of the guys apologized to a third, saying like, "We kind of did you a disservice because this is your first time playing through, and we've done everything multiple times, and like we just ascended on the place like a swarm of locusts and just killed everything. You didn't get to see half the stuff."
Yeah. And now it's, this kind of goes back to the olden times here. I was talking about how games are often like $60, $70, $80. Well, if you pre-ordered it now, it's $70 on the PlayStation Network. And then if you want your digital deluxe, which I know you do, that'll be a full $80. Mm-hmm. GG?
Yep.
So I might have to
just wait a year for the complete edition with all the DLC.
There you go.
Well, actually, the developer, Larian Studios, came out and said there will be no, like...
Larian Studios?
Yeah, Larian. Yeah, she said that there will be... No, they said that there will be no, like paid DLC and stuff like that. They intended to make a complete game. They have absolutely zero intention of doing any like paid DLC for it. And like the article I sent you there is apparently it is just so great that actual developers of studios are bitching on Twitter that G or whatever the fuck it's called now. That
G?
Oh, it's called X now. Okay, I see. That
Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, apparently actual developers of studios, including developer in Obsidian, which you remember made Fallout New Vegas, are complaining that that these games should not be expected to set the standard for RPGs going forward. Like, oh, the conditions that this game was made are atypical. Like, really? No shit. Because it was made but with a close-in team with the developer and head and CEO of a company that seemed to actually care about the final product and people enjoying it. Holy fucking shit. No, really? And you people, you want to bitch and moan? Oh, they shouldn't set the new standard for... shut the fuck up, okay? Just stop giving in to these goblin fucks telling you how to run your business, because they're just getting you to run your business into the fucking ground. This should set the standard not only for RPGs. This should set the standard for how games are
Ginsburg's.
Yes.
So it's
not just for them, but for all games.
Winky, swing, Jonas Winky. He's a Belgian video game designer, and he has 450 employees. Mm-hmm. So that's not a lot, I suppose.
I don't have that many employees.
Well, you know, if you hit the books real hard, Rollo, one day you'll get at my level.
Oh, that'll be good.
So he makes some educational games too. Monkey Labs, Monkey Tales. I guess those are the African products.
Mm-hmm.
I know Monkey Ball and Monkey Island. You know those games.
Yeah, Monkey Island is a really fun one. Along with
Monkey Ball is good.
That I haven't played it.
It's good.
What's the one called again? Fandango. You know, that was a fun
Grim
one.
Fandango.
Bingo.
Or Ape Escape.
Ape Escape.
Yeah. Which that character is featured in PlayStation All Stars.
Very nice. Monkey Island.
Yeah, there's a lot of good monkey games.
Yeah, there are.
Remember Joe and Mac?
No.
That was a cool game. It was on Sega Genesis. Yeah, I liked it. There's some cool Sega games. Remember Cool Spot, the game where you play as the 7-Up logo? Did you know that game existed?
No, I did not.
How about Yo Noid, where you play as the Noid from Domino's?
I am annoyed.
Did you know there was a McDonald's game called McKids?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's part of the whole
Wally No and the No Gang, which was like the Dare mascots.
Yeah. There you go.
There's some obscure silly games out there. Not just but monkey.
This game is getting all kinds of accolades. You know, mm-hmm. people are pretty stoked about Baldrick's Gate. Mm-hmm. So he licensed it? What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I've actually talked to people who played it, and they said it does really good at, you know, feeling like you're playing an actual D&D game. There's a lot of agency, and one thing that has existed in these games that I've always had a problem with that I'll tell you my opinion of it when it comes out in these consoles, but a lot of times in D&D, there are things like illusion magic. Like you can make an illusion of something appear or whatever, and how does that translate into a video game? And obviously, you know, illusion is one of those things that requires creativity. Well, apparently in this game, they have things like, oh, minor illusion, where in most of them, it's you have invisibility and you can do like Phantasmal Killer, which is a high-level spell that creates an illusion in the enemy's mind and it either instant killed them or it doesn't. But in this one, they said like, oh yeah, I used minor illusion and it made the illusion of a cat appear on a barrel. And all the enemies went over to observe the cat, and I was able to sneak by.
Okay. I could observe the cat, so I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So I'm reading
There's
some
There's a lot of cats in a Final Fantasy VII remake. That was cool, too. I like that.
Nice. You always, you know, for all of my, you know, vulgar speech while on the comms of video games, I hope that, like, petting a cat or a dog gives me like +3 likability points before they just, you know, wreck my computer and stuff like that.
maybe it knocks a hate speech off.
There you go. That's all I want. Can I have -1 hate speech, please? You know, a lot of video games now are like hardware ID linked as well. So if you get banned, like for example, for cheating, on, I think it's Valorant, they will look at your CPU or GPU and then be like, yeah, you can buy a new license for the game, but you can't play, you know?
Yeah.
But I read something interesting here about Baldrick's Gate. The original one was developed by BioWare along with mm-hmm. most of the other ones. And so they licensed it to this Larian guy with his
Larry
team.
Larry Elder. They licensed Larry, it to Larry Elder.
Yeah, Larry Elder. Shit.
He doesn't talk like that.
I know
he
doesn't sound like that. I just keep thinking about like the congressman, you know, and the police captain in The Wire, where everyone's like, shit, you know, making fun of him.
They're talking like President Camacho.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
Balmer?
Yeah, Balmer. Baltimore.
They did use actual people from Baltimore, or I should say the actual niggers from Baltimore, as extras. And I only knew that because when I was working in Baltimore, you know, I literally had people be like, yeah, man, you watch The Wire? Yeah, yo, this is me in The Wire. And they show me a scene, and he's like a Negro felon.
It's like him selling drugs or buying drugs.
Like, yeah, he's literally just in the orange jumpsuit. Like, you sure this the wire and this wasn't this where why you missed work the other week?
Sorry, I said
that's why I missed work the other week, but that I wasn't in jail. That's a TV show.
That's all in the game though. Uncle Ruckus, come on, man. And I heard that one of the actors, he did like a Baltimorean accent really well enough that he got the job, even though he only wanted to hire people that grew up there. And then he was like one of these nogs that has like a British accent, which is the most cringe thing of all time.
Idris Elba?
Yeah. Idris Elba.
Yeah, so
because I had a friend
that liked The Wire, and he said that he was really disappointed when he heard how Idris Elba really spoke, because he liked his ghetto thug voice more.
Yeah, he string a bell, and he's attending community college to get that GED, you know, to learn about finance. And whenever they went to church there to meet all the gangsters and discuss you know, various little, man, what about that supply and command? You know, you supply it, but then you got to make the command after. And, you know, but basically this, Idris Elba creature, he was like a method actor because he knew about that. He only wanted like Baltimoreans. And then one of the days he like spoke to the director. He's like, sir, can I get a fucking cup of tea with my little, you know? He's probably speaking like in pidgin. We tin that, you know, all that stuff. So, but he was too good of he was too deep in the role to like cancel him at season 3, you know?
We never see the 20 fresh charges against Emma Field. The spin talk say Emma Field go remain for the custody as dim day investigate and based on adequate suspicious of commission of a crime. We tin law talk about illegal possession of firearms go mensama Emma Field. This rearrest ex-CBN governor Emma Field after court grant HTTPS pigeon articles.
Yeah, and that's how he's not
we take Nigeria government gats do to stop the free fall of Naira to dollar.
Yeah, and that's why
women they get more worse migraines than men. Expert explained. Hold on, I want to find out about why women they get more and worse migraines than men. Expert explained. Migraines are another level of headache. He serious past the normal headache. Nah, disorder way the weaken the nervous system. People way get migraines, they experience pounding pain, especially for one side of the head. The pain no they come alone. Oh, the feeling of sickness and me wanna go home. Day oh, me say vomiting and extreme sensitivity to light or sound, they escort am come. Migraine attack fit last for hours or days, and to reduce the suffering, some people they spend time alone for quiet place like dark rooms. About 800 million people for the world get migraines. For the United States alone, about 39 million people, approximately 12% of the population, they suffer from migraines on a regular basis. Did you catch that, Mon?
I don't understand a word. You know, it's
that is
it's
the most retarded thing I have ever read in my life.
But here's the thing, though. You went to bbc.com/ pigeon, right?
I did.
Yeah, and this is like the British Broadcasting Center.
It should say, why women get more migraines than men. Jolly yeah. Good. Spot a bother the migraines that the women yeah. get. 2 to 3% more get migraines than men, and it is the unfortunate.
Lads, blokes don't really get migraines. I don't reckon.
I feel like bloke is like a crappy, like, you know, the bottom rung.
Yeah, but they do call them lads.
Yeah, the lad, but not bloke. bloke that like this is BBC, like this is like the
all right.
I said
the lads, they have it a little better in the head, you know, because these freaking these women. No,
you see now you're talking like a low class like Cockney.
That's the only British people I know, man.
Yeah, well, they're not doing the BBC news. They're the people drinking too much, playing soccer, and fighting the Somalians and Pakistanis.
Yeah. The hooligans, we tin in it. Yeah, the British people are crazy. I don't know how we got on back on the wire. I guess I took
how they talk. It's how they talk.
It's because I'm from Baltimore, and y'all recognize my accent.
Yeah,
I thought you were from Baton Rouge, or like Memphis, or East St. Louis.
I thought you were a sailor from Compton. New Orleans.
I was making a black joke.
Oh fuck, sorry. Stepped all over Nolans. My own shit.
You saying I have Nolans?
Yeah, Nolans.
Nolans of what? I don't got no Nolans. That's what women wear on their legs. I ain't wearing that. That doesn't matter with you, boy. Wear no
and
Nolans.
And I listened to your guy, and he does sound like a black nerd who collects Digimon cards because he thinks it's going to take over from Pokemon someday.
Yeah, I get that. You know, it's a good investment.
Yeah. Where's your money? Under the mattress, nigga. I don't trust no banks. Mine are in these Naruto cards. They haven't really taken off yet, but I think they might one day.
Have you ever listened to gay onage pranks? Hotline onage pranks. Yeah, they're fun.
I was super pissed when I found out that he was a, you know, like some Pajit.
Is he a Pajit?
Yeah, he did a face fag reveal a few years ago. And was like,
you know what? There's good use for one of them. You know, if we're going to have so many, at least one, you know, one of them did something good. Yeah. I'm silver lining these days. For every billion we get that just like, prescribe painkillers instead of treating people with actual like medical issues, you get one that's making fun of gays.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking, if I was like an ally, what I'd do is use like my voice talents to be like ordering pizza while black. So yo man, I need that pie, and you gotta be fat, and let's, you know, I want that cheese and that pepperoni. And then I'll, you know, record myself throughout the interaction. And then, oh, this one has been tampered with. I guess they don't like African-Americans. This is pizza hunting while black. And, you know, they would just totally wreck me because I'm doing this over the top, like jigaboo thing. And yeah. But if I was an ally, that's what I'd be doing right now.
If you're an ally. Speaking of being an ally, Bobby, you done any more of that Elden Rings?
No, I have not.
Come on, Bobby. You got to get good so you can follow me along as I go whooping niggas.
Yeah. I had a little back pain, and then I was all about that wire.
You know what? You've convinced me. I'm gonna finish The Wire. I only watched the first three seasons.
Down in a hole.
Yeah. The Wire. It's a long ride, but it's the journey, as they say.
I like that movie where McNulty has a messed up face and gets stabbed with an American flag. It's a good one.
What movie is this?
Punisher Warzone.
Okay. Is that one of the latest ones?
No, that is not one of the latest ones. I highly recommend it. It's like Black Ninja, but not embarrassing.
Okay.
So like it's 90 minutes of like criminals being murdered. And it is just like so schlocky. And like the first thing that happens is the Punisher stabs a guy on the top of the skull. And then he just kills like a room with 50 people in it. And he shoots a tweaker with a rocket launcher, and then he throws a black guy off a building who gets impaled on a fence, and then he jumps off said building and uses the guy's face to break his fall. It is just glorious.
Perfect. I always like those kinds of tales. And, you know, it's kind of a Rorschach test. And if you don't like it, then you're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. And gay.
Yeah. And gay as well.
Yeah. But McNulty plays a guy named Billy Rusati, and he talks with his hands.
he steps you know he's it playing up in the Italian. Italian.
Yeah, that's how you know he's playing it. And he's pretty much just doing like a Long Island accent. He's not really doing like an Italian accent. It's pretty good. But yeah, wait. McNulty plays the bad guy, and he's like, okay, he's overacting in a really hilarious way. And the guy who plays the Punisher is the dude from Rome, and he's like the only one that's him and Newman from Seinfeld are the only ones that are like actually trying with their acting, and everyone else is terrible. But nice. The movie, it's just glorious. It's just glorious.
McNulty.
I can't
Dominic
tell you.
West.
Yeah, that's him. He plays from now on. You call me Jigsaw.
So I saw it. Yeah.
You mentioned that, and I see that there was a game that came out and actually had some of the fonts and models from the film called
That's
The Punisher
incorrect.
No Mercy.
Yeah, oh, that one. Yeah. Okay, I thought, because there is a Punisher game on the PS2 just called The Punisher, and it's like very loosely based on the John Travolta Punisher movie, which is terrible, but the video game is amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of the best PS2 games you'll ever play. It got an adults-only rating. So they had to heavily censor the game by turning sequences into black and white to censor the color of the blood to get it to an M.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof-da. No, that game rules. Yeah, Punisher No Mercy is not good. That game sucks. It's really bad. But Punisher Warzone and Black Ninja, those are the two movies that I recommend everyone watch. Like, if you don't like Punisher Warzone, you get your T levels checked, and get yourself an HIV test too, because it's probably going to come out positive.
You might be gay.
Here's what you're supposed to say: if you don't like Punisher Warzone, get a COVID test immediately, because one of the symptoms is a lack of taste.
Oh, that's pretty good too. No, I think
I see that in YouTube comments for you know. Music and stuff like that. It's like people are so clever online. I love to see it. It's not like
I like
punch out
I like
drywall
my,
at my house when I see this
I
stuff.
Like my joke better though.
Yeah, no, it is. Mine yeah, is like a cunty like libtard thing, you know?
Yeah,
which is where I found it.
Nice.
Yes. That kind of stuff, all it right. doesn't live in my head. All right, folks. I found it, and I stored it in a little lockbox with all my other vicious thoughts. And yeah, there you are.
Hello.
Hello. Can I get the order for the Chinese, please?
Vietnamese and a get piece
the
of shit.
Black noodle. The cream of
your grandmother. Your grandmother, she old like a raisin.
Yeah, and when you look at the fact that he was like an Indian guy. And he's like declaring war on these Chinese restaurants. That's some racial shit, you know?
No, they all get it.
Because it's all in good fun if it's like a white guy messing with him. But like an Indian guy, he's like...
he is a...
That's race war right there.
Yeah. I wonder if the Chinese restaurant has tried to seek restitution for using his stuff and what do you call it? The... You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You owe me money. You made money off my content, and I'm not content with that. You also, you know, got my place to lose a lot of business with your fake orders that you canceled immediately.
But my favorite, though, was when he was calling the gay hotline, and then the guy picks up and he just says, "You go to hell." Like that, I agree with that guy. That guy's, you know, he gets it.
Yeah.
telling fags you're going to hell. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, Bobby, are you going to do any more Elden Ring soon?
Yeah, probably.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I played a few minutes and then, you know, the world has a way of like killing me over and over again. It's kind of Souls-esque in its
a little Souls-like, you would say.
Yeah.
I can see that, you know.
Secret messages on the floor that say jump here for a secret surprise. And guess what? I jumped and I died.
Hmm. Yeah.
And now I have to find my body.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe me?
Take a look.
The important thing is to go ahead and just get good. Yeah. And level vigor if you can't get good.
Mm-hmm.
It's vitality in this one. Ours, either way, put your points in the health if you can't get good.
Yeah.
That's what I do in Diablo.
That's what I do in everything.
Even NFL Blitz.
If you're putting health points in today, there's going to be plenty of that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll try to come on and help you beat them bosses you was having trouble with.
Hot stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rolo, you got anything that you're hitting up this week?
No, I'm gonna finish. I don't know. I'm not gonna finish it this week, but I'm gonna continue on this whole Final Fantasy VII. You know, I think it's gonna get better. I know that. Like once I just get out of the slog that is just the introductory padding. But I am curious as to how much of the game is actually in this game.
Mm.
But someone did try to hit me with, well, they have the DLC with this character. I'm like, great, that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
That's one mission.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And you know, it's for me while I'm waiting for Baldur's Gate up. Modded Fallout 4 and start playing the Destroy All Humans remaster that they put out.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, my kids definitely enjoy it because it goes around, you know, just zap guys and make their brains pop out, you know.
I want to play Stubbs the Zombie.
Oh, the boys love it. I can tell you, my children, they love the hell out of that, especially because you can play local co-op and just run around hitting people and like farting to make them pass out. You know, little kids, and it's funny seeing zombie goes over and farts.
Yeah, it's a great game. You're a zombie salesman. It's good fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That, and I think I'm also, I've been meaning to do it for years. I think I actually am going to do a full playthrough of Kingdom Come Deliverance.
You know, Kingdom Come Deliverance. Is that an Appalachian game?
Polish.
Okay. So you're not, there's no canoe and no river?
There's a river, no canoes.
Okay.
But you got to be careful because you could be told you have a purty mouth.
Okay.
You do have a purty mouth. So the game will not lie to you.
Are you allowed to role play as a pig?
You can rolo play as a pig.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Oh, we'll get the hog corn for you.
Okay, on that note, game responsibly, make white babies. This is a threat.